BBC News with Eileen McHugh. The Spanish Senate will meet shortly to approve government plans to strip the autonomous region of Catalonia of some of its powers, triggering Article 155 of the Spanish Constitution. To prevent Catalonia from breaking away would be unprecedented. The Catalan authorities say it would worsen the political crisis, making a declaration of independence today by the regional parliament more likely. Australia's High Court has ruled that the Deputy Prime Minister, Barnaby Joyce, cannot remain in office because he held dual citizenship with New Zealand when he was elected, breaching the Constitution. It's cost the Australian government its one-seat majority in Parliament. Kenya's Electoral Commission says the turnout in Thursday's rerun of the presidential poll was sharply down on the initial vote in August. It's now put at under 34%. The figures suggest that many Kenyans heeded an opposition call to boycott the election. French scientists have suggested that the chances of surviving open-heart surgery are affected by the body's biological clock. A study of 500 patients found that those operated on in the afternoon were half as likely to suffer potentially fatal complications as those treated in the morning. In a spectacular ceremony in Thailand, the ashes and relics of the late Thai king have been transferred from a specially built crematorium in Bangkok. The trading floor of the Hong Kong Stock Exchange will soon close for the last time. It's the latest to shut down because of changes in technology and regulations. And two Hawaiian yachtswomen and their dogs have been rescued by the United States Navy after being lost at sea for 5 months. They survived thanks to a water purifier and a store of dried food. BBC News.